Now the word God is big enough when you believe he to rely on and trust in. He's big enough to bear witness, to reveal, to make known that he's on the inside of you. You can know for yourself, hello somebody, that person you used to couldn't stand and always had a complaining, a complaint, and a what kind of thought? Every time you see them, you had a negative thought. I'll use that one. But suddenly the love of God had gotten on the inside of you. Now, that person looked good. You're glad to see him. Hallelujah. What happened? God got on the inside of you. His love changed you. Changed your hate to love. Your darkness to light. Your wrong to right. Hallelujah. And so verse 17 says, in this union, see, you're in another union now. You used to be in union with something else. But in this union and communion with him, love is what? Brought to what? Completion and what? Obtained perfection with us. That we might do what? That we might have confidence when? For the day of judgment with assurance. With assurance, with assurance, you may judge, but I have confidence with assurance. Hallelujah. I don't care what you say, how you judge. I have confidence with assurance. Why? Because God is on the inside and I'm bold now. In the face of him that accusing me, speaking against me, trying to condemn me. Whether it by someone else or just the devil himself trying to speak in your ear and bring condemnation on you. Why is this? Because as he is, so are we in this world. That's why God want to get on the inside of you so you could be like him again. So you have confidence. In a test, in a trial, and when the enemy comes, or when somebody bring something against you to accuse you and bring condemnation in your life, you have now, you know how some folks do. If you ain't baptized like us, you ain't saved. If you didn't use our formula, you don't have. I don't care what you bring. I'm bold. I'm confident. Because I know the witness on the inside of me. Come on now. Hallelujah. The witness is on the inside of me. I don't need your formula. I got the word. I got the witness. And the Holy Ghost is a greater witness than you are. Hallelujah. Now I spend my time, gotta leave you now. I spend my time feeding, listening to him, shutting out the outside interference. Not listening to all this chatter going on out here. But I'm in the presence of God, in the spirit of God, in the word of God, meditation, muttering, thinking about it, feeding up on it, confessing it out of my mouth, putting it in practice in my life with my loved ones and everybody that I meet. Because love never fails. And God is love. And how do I know God is on the inside of me when I start acting like God? Hallelujah. So God wanted man to become like him again. And God said about man, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. In my name, they shall do what? Cast out devil. In my name, they'll speak with new tongue. Are you speaking with new tongue? Hallelujah. If any deadly thing bite them, it won't harm them. Hallelujah. 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 The number of your days I will fulfill. I shall live and not die, but declare the works of God. I shall live the number of my days. Hallelujah. Because God don't give out promises and renege on them. If he said it, he will do it. Hallelujah. I said, if he said it, he will do it. So say this with me. God is on the inside of me now. That means the greater one is in me. And he's more than the world that is against me. I can and I will do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. The weapons Satan has formed against me, they will not prosper. Because the greater one has made his home in me. And he's greater than any enemy of mine. I'm conscious of the God that's on the inside of me. Hallelujah. I give him first place. I heed his word and what he says above all others. Jesus, you are my Lord. Hallelujah. And that Lord is coming soon. Amen. Amen. Did you get anything? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thought I was going to preach all these scriptures, but I didn't get to half of them. Anyway, I'm done. Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you.